Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, I'm so thrilled you're on the podcast today. This is the weekday podcast where we take just a few minutes every single weekday to try to offer up some encouragement. And so if you're new to these, thanks for joining us. And if you've been around here a while, well, welcome back. One of the things that I've noticed about people, including myself, is that we have an all or nothing kind of mindset. Let me give you a couple of examples. When it comes to problems in life, or when it comes to just the ups and downs of life, I always thought there's just good times or there's bad times. There's ups and there's downs. There's nothing in between, always on or always off. But the older I get, and the more just aware I am of how the world works and what Scripture has to say, is that that's not how life works at all. There's no time in our life when everything is all good, and there's no time in our life where everything is all bad. No matter how good life is, there's still something about it to work on. And no matter how bad life is, there's always something to be grateful for. And so I want to give you a verse today that I found so helpful as we think about the antidote to stress. So here's what 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says. It says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Now let me emphasize a couple words. It says, "in everything." Notice it doesn't say, "give God thanks for everything." He doesn't say that. He says to give God thanks in everything. There's a difference. We don't need to thank God for everything. In other words, if there's a problem at work, we don't thank him for that. If there's the death of a loved one, we don't thank him for that. If there's some terminal disease, we don't thank him for that. We don't thank God for everything, but we do thank God in everything. What I mean by that is in those moments, you can still be thankful for something in your life, regardless of what you're facing. You can always find something in your life just to say thank you, God, for. In fact, Philippians chapter 4 is one of the great chapters that talks about this idea of the antidote to stress. And here's what it says in verse 6. It says, "Ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart." So here's the antidote. The antidote to stress is gratitude, to be thankful. In my small group this week, we talked a little bit about this because here's what you find when it comes to gratitude. It is really hard to be super stressed out and to be grateful at the same time. It is really hard to be self-centered and to be grateful at the same time. It is really hard to be focused on what you don't have when you become more grateful for what you do have. And so today, I don't know if you're stressed out. I don't know if you're running like crazy, but maybe you just need this antidote, this medicine to stress, and that's to pause and to be grateful, to thank God for what you have, thank God for who you are, thank God for what he's done. And so I want to encourage you today, find three things that you're grateful for. And if you can't think of what those are, come up with something. If you had to come up with something, what would those be? And then if you haven't done so yet, jump over to our sister podcast, theweekdaymeditation.com, where Pastor Chuck will guide you through a specific time of gratitude. And man, I'm telling you, when the gratitude goes up, the stress levels, they come down. You can make that choice today. The choice of gratitude that leads to less stress. Well, have a great day today. We love you guys. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless you guys.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.